Okay, we're picking up the Gemara, 8 lines from the Rambam of Lamed Beis, Amar Beis, where's the line? Ve'ein makifin shtei chavios. The Mishnah told us you're not allowed to put two barrels together in order to put upon them on Yantiv. So the Gemara says, Amar of Nachman, Avanim shall beis akisim mutter l'tzadam yamtav. Rav Nachman said a different halacha. He's talking about halachas of putting stones together of an outhouse where they used to go to the bathroom. They didn't have they didn't have bathrooms like we have, modern bathrooms like we had. So they used to, even until 56 years ago, places in Europe had outhouses. So they would put stones together in an outhouse on Yantiv, and they would put, Rashi points out that they were designated for this use. People would put two large stones and they'd be able to, a space between them, not much like a makeshift toilet, in order to use the bathroom. The Mishnah Berurah just points out, Lachura, we know that stones are generally a halacha of Mukta Machmas Gufa. Mukta Machmas Gufa means it's something that doesn't have any designated use in Shabbos, and that means that it's us for even Lasarach Gufa, Lasarach Makama, even if I'm not allowed to use it. The only way I can make something which is Mukta Machmas Gufa, something like a stone, usable is before Shabbos. I have to designate those stones and make them usable before Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah points out that Lachura might, quotes the halacha, he quotes something some want to learn, that this Gemara over here also would Lachura only be allowed to be used if they were designated before the use of Shabbos. If they weren't, the Rechor would be la regular salachas of Mukta Machmas Gufa. Either way, that's what the Gemara is mentioning over here, that you'd be allowed to do that according to Rav Nachman. The Gemara says, wait a second, though, Rav Nachman, Lachor, you're against our Mishnah right here. Esvi Rabbar Rav Nachman, our Mishnah, which told us, Ein makifen shtei chavios lishbos alein sakadira. You're not allowed to put two barrels near each other to put a pot upon them. Why, Lachora, is it any different than the case of making the two stones to make a seat? Lachora, they should be the same Isser. So the Gemara says, Amr Lei, so Rav Nachman responded, Shani Hasam, there it's different, Mishum de Ka'avid Ola, because when you're creating an Ohel, even if it's an Ohel Arai, creating even a non-permanent tent, is going to be Asar. You're making it a roof, therefore it's going to be similar to an Ohel Arai, which is going to be Asar. When it comes to the stones of the outhouse, they don't have roof on them, and therefore it's not considered Asar. So the Gemara says, Amar Lei, Rav Zuta Rav Ashi, Rav Zuta Asher Vachi, Elamata, Bana Itzta Babi Yom Tov, someone who's building a chair on Yom Tov, returning to Rashi points out, we're talking about a permanent chair, built out of bricks or something like that, that's going to be what we're discussing over here. Deloi of Allah, where you don't make a tent, Tachanami Deshari, you're going to tell me that case is mutter, meaning the fact that it doesn't have a roof doesn't make the only getter of when something is considered going to be a Oel. Two barrels is going to be Lechora, still a problem, and just like two barrels and Esther, same thing with the two stones should create a permanent structure that you're going to. Somewhat of a structure that's going to be an Isser of Olal on Shabbos. The Gemara says, Amar Lei, Sir Vashi responded, right? Hasam, binyan keve Asr Torah. But when it comes to the two barrels, putting them next to each other, is Asr Midaraisa, because it would be Asr only if it's a permanent structure. Binyan Arai, lo Asr Torah. But if it's something which is a temporary structure in nature, that's only going to be an Isser Darabanan. The Goz Rabbanan, Bin Arai, Mishim Bin Arkeva. Rabbanan made an Isser that even a temporary structure is Asr to make on Shabbos and Yantiv. And they made a Gzera of a Bin Arai, Mishim Bin Arkeva that lets you come to make a permanent structure. The Halcha Mishim Kavod, but here, because of Kavod Abrias, a person has to have his, you may dignity tell you to go to the bathroom on Shabbos, so therefore putting the two barrels together normally is an Isser Derabanan. And Lechora over here though, the Rabbanan waived their Isser Derabanan for Kavod Abrias in order that a person should be able to go to the bathroom, even though there really is an Isser of Olri, which normally is Asher on Yantav and Shabbos. Here, it would be permitted on Yantav and Shabbos because of Kavod Abrias. And we see there are certain dispensations. The Gemara gives us a precedent when Kavod Abrias is at stake, that certain Isserin would be permitted. That's the case with the famous case of a person doesn't have toilet paper, doesn't have ripped tissues in the bathroom right now. So what is he supposed to do? So Kavod Abrios, he has to wipe himself. So the poskim Rav Shlomo Zalman brought down that Kavod Abrios, again, not getting into the whole stira and off the lines, but to tear because of Kavod Abrios is a factor in one of the reasons that we're going to make up potentially in using a toilet paper, not ripping it on the seams and using a shino as best as you can. But Be'etzim, that's one of the heterim that the post can bring down, because we see over here a precedent that Isurim Derabanan for Kavod Abrios have certain heters to be makel. Okay, now the Gemara continues. Amar Rav Yudah, discussing the halachas of binyan, of a building, and yet the Gemara continues a similar thing. Hai Medursa, when talking about a bonfire, that you have different lags, which you would logs that you would stack, so then, Milmal Lamata Shari, if you're doing that from the top down, you hold the logs in a position to the top and then stack them from the top to the bottom, that would be permitted. Milmata Lamala Asr. However, if you construct them from the bottom up, that is going to be Asr. That's the general way that you would stack things. Turning on to the next time. But now, v'chein v'isa, the same thing with regards to eggs. We're talking about, Rashi discusses it, we're putting a large egg on a type of iron plate that you used to hold it. So you should, what you should do is you hold the egg first, and then you put the plate underneath. That is creating, doing it in an unconventional manner. That is going to be, it's going to be mutter to do it in that method. Doing it another way, doing it in a conventional manner is going to be usher. This is even for an awal arai. That's halach l'maisa. A person is creating an awal arai. Even kids who are playing with certain things, that would be the best way to do it is the way we see from the Gemara over here is to do it from the top to the bottom, create the OL first, and then then create your the thing supporting the OL. And the same thing we just had the Alef Lameisa, those who had on Simchas Torah. If you make the big for the Kol Na'arim, the big talis, so that's also, you should first spread out the talis and then put the poles that you're using the talis. That would be the best way to do the halach over there. The same thing with regards to a pot. We're talking about a pot. Rashi says you're putting the barrels near the pot. You should first hold the pot out and then put that pot in the air and then put the barrels underneath. Same thing with the bed. Talking about over here, a bed which is designated to assemble before the usage and take it apart after. So first you put out the top part, the main part of the bed, and then you would have to put the supporting beams of the bed. The same thing with regards to a barrel. When stacking barrels in the storeroom, one should not position the two barrels near each other. You should put the third, put the one out, and then put the ones underneath. Okay, that's halacha with regards to awal arai, and that's halacha l'maisa in Shulchan Aruch. That's what we quote with regards to awal arai on Shabbos. You have to put out first the gag, and then afterwards put out the awal. And then the Mishnah continues. Ein somchinus hagedera bevikas v'chein bedelis. You should not support a pot with a piece of wood, and same thing with a door. The Gemara says, "What are you talking about?" Bedelat sakotaitach. Rashi says the door is going to break if you put supporting the pot with a door. So what's going on over here? Rather, you should say v'chein adelas. V'chein adelas is telling us that it's that when it comes to the door is using this the piece of wood to support the door. That's the issue over here, and you're not allowed to use the wood for support the piece of wood because we're about to see that wood is going to fundamentally be mukta. So the Gemara says Tan Rabbanan, and the Gemara is going to elaborate this based on a brisa. So the brisa tells us in some chinus hakadera bebikas, you're not allowed to support a pot with a piece of wood v'chein adelas, and so to a door may not be supported with a piece of wood. Why? Because wood was only given. Only thing you could use wood for is to light a fire. Wood is mukta for most uses other than lighting, using it for helping you create your fire on Yom Tiv. And therefore, even it's generally something, look, Rashi wants to point out, Lechora, based on Amud Beis, Rashi wants to point out, maybe it should be klish malachto leheter, because at the end of the day, it's something which mainly I use for the lachas of lighting on Yom Tiv, which is fundamentally mutter. However, since there are many uses of ear where it's usher, so we give it the category of klish malachto leiser, it's going to be usher. That's the explanation of Rashi. Rashba explains differently that according to the Rashi, it's not a kli whatsoever. It's considered something which we said before. It's mechza machmas gufo, and therefore, since you generally the chachamim allow you to use it for the mitzvah for the torah of yomtiv because it's essential in preparing food. So that's ke'ilu like you already designated before yomtiv, but for every other purpose, it remains in the status of mechza machmas gufo, which would lechora have a nafkamin. If it's kli shmalach tel isra, you could use it l'tzorach gufo l'tzorach mekoma according to Rashi for certain circumstances. Again, the Gemara anyway is going to be machmir on others on with that nafkamina because the Gemara is going to mention. That's going to be usher to move it for other purposes, but still, be'etzem, what the fundamentally, it's a fundamental machlokas over here between the Rashba and Rashi, what's the nature of this? The concept of the piece of wood over here. Again, because the only purpose of wood is for lighting. Rabbi Shimon permits it to be used for support of a door, because we have Rashi mentions Rabbi Shimon is always making on the lachas of mukta. You're also not allowed to drive out an animal with a stick on yamtav. Rabbi Shimon says that it's mutter. The Gemara suggests, Rabbi Shimon is agreeing with his father, Rabbi Shimon, that holds the lace mukta, it holds that there is no concept of mukta. The lachas of mukta, he's very makel, very broad, kulas with regards to the lachas of mukta. Versus low, no, that doesn't mean anything with regards to the mukta. Rather, even Rabbi Shimon hold maybe that this case would be usher, not for the purpose of mukta, because mishum demechze keman the azil lechigna, that it looks like someone who's taking this animal looks like he's taking to go to the market. Lechigna literally, Rashi points out, chigna literally means to dance. So whatsoever, dancing, it's interesting. When you go to the market, you're going in circles, you don't really know where you're going. You're going in and out. You don't even know where to go. So similarly, it's not literally means to dance, but it means to go into the market. Rashi points out that you're going over there to the market. It looks like you're doing something which is asr nantiv. So that's what Yerush Shimon Lechora would say, that it's asr. Nothing to do with the lachas of mukta. Now the Gemara points out Chizra with regards to if you have a a branch that's like a pointed, and you're using it, your purpose of using it is a spit. So Rav Nachman says that that's asr. Rav Nachman says that it's asr to use an yantar because it's not a kli, and therefore it's going to be muktzah. Rav Sheshes, Shari Rav Sheshes says that it's, no, it's not a problem. So the Gemara says, beritivta kuli al malo pligi diasr. With regards to a moist one, everyone's going to agree that it's asr because it's not usable for firewood, and therefore everyone's going to agree, even Rav Sheshes is going to agree that it's asr. Ki pligi beavashta, when it comes to a dry one, that's the machlokas. Man, da, sar, meaning around the asr is Rav Nachman. Nachman's going to tell you, amr al sal, lo ninu etzim el asaka, that wood is only going to be used for what purpose? For lighting on yantif, to help you light fires. Umam de shari, amr al khar, Rav Sheshes is going to tell you, mali litzlos bo, what does it mean? What's the difference when you're going to be roasting it, using it as a spit? Mali litzlos bekalta. What does it mean? You're using its coals after you're lighting it. What's the difference? You're allowed to use it as firewood. You're allowed to use it as a spit. That's what Rashi points out. You're allowed to use both. So the Gemara says maybe a different. You saw the machlokas and the machlokas. No, a different way to explain the machlokas would be a veshakli amalopli gedishar. Everyone's going to agree with the dry one that it's going to be permitted. Even Rav Nachman is going to agree that it's permitted. Keep pligi beretivta. Only no, this is going to be a more makel this version. That only with regards to a wet one are they going to argue man to us, or when it comes to a wet one, Rav Nachman is going to say that it's asr b'ayb dehulo. It's not suitable for lighting anything on yantiv, and therefore you can't use it in helping you create a fire, and therefore it's going to be asr. The one who says that it's permitted, Rav Sheshes is going to tell you, no, it is, it's because you could use it. When you already have a large fire, even if it's a slightly wet piece of wood, you could help you continue your fire with that fire. So the Gemara says, so therefore it would be mutter. Vehilchos is a harli paskin, yavesh shari, that a dry branch is going to be permitted to use as a spit. Retif tasr, with regards to a moist one, is going to be asr. Rashi points out that this hilchasa is only based on Rav Yehuda, who holds of muktzah, but we hold like Rabbi Shimon who holds of no muktzah, so therefore we would be makil even on a wet branch, and the hilchasa lechor should not be the way that we would pass in halacha l'maisa. That's what Rashi wants to tie. Now, Tosos disagree. Tosos says, Elachora, this isn't stam against many of the Gemaras that we hold like Rabbi Shimon. Even Rabbi Shimon is moda in this case. Even Rabbi Shimon would agree in this case that this would be a problem, even if he doesn't have the broader concept of muktzah. So it's a fundamental machlokas between Rashi and Tosos. How to understand if this hilchasa is halacha l'maisa? According to Rashi, it's not. According to Tosos, it is halacha l'maisa. Now the Gemara continues. Darish Rava learned Isha lo tikanes ladir etzim little men ud. A woman should not go into the woodshed to take a piece of wood to use it to start poking around and stirring up the coals. Why not? Rava follows Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore the wood is going to not be used for any purpose other than lighting before yomtiv, and if designated before yomtiv. Ud shnishbar asr lasiko b'yomtiv, and if you have a fire on yomtiv, using to poke around to create it is going to be asr because it broke on yomtiv. L'fisha masikin b'kelim, because you're only allowed to fuel a fire with kelim that you planned on using, and not in masikin b'shivei kelim, not allowed to use it with broken utensils, and a stick which is broken is considered something which is mukta, and it's broken is considered mukta. You can't use it. So the Gemara says l'meimra derava kerbudis. Really, does it mean that Rava holds like Rabbi Yehuda to isle mukta, meaning he holds that the broader application of muktzah, and therefore he's machmir. Vaha amar Rava l'shamay, that would be fine. Okay, he's entitled to paska like Rabbi Yehuda, but still, why is it a problem? Because Rava told his gabbai one time to tavuli bar avda v'shadili may malashunra. He said, "Go roast the geese for me." And when you do that, throw the intestines into the animal, to specifically the shunra. Shunra, we know the Ashkal shunra, right? From the Chagadia, that's the cat. So this follows the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, who holds that the food in yantiv is going to become suitable for animals, is going to be allowed to be fed to them. According to Behuda, holds the broader application of mukta. We learned earlier that if something is suitable for animals, it was suitable for a human, and then became suitable for animals, that's considered mukta, and therefore it should be usher to handle it on yantiv. So therefore, he holds of Rabbi Shimon and not of Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, no, Rav really does hold like Rabbi Yehuda. And why over here was he being meikel? Because Hasam kevan de mishrachay me'etmal daite le'ed, that even according to Yehuda, he can find a way that it would be mutter. Because if you knew it was going to be spoiled the next day when Yantav was coming, and he planned on shechting this animal and shechting the geese, so then already the day before he had in mind to use it, and therefore Irav Rabbi Yehuda would hold that this case would be mutter, and he'd be allowed to give it to the cat, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Lechora, we're assuming that Rava Lechora still holds like his ground, that he probably holds like Rabbi Yehuda's broader application of muktzah. Now we're up to the next Mishnah. Rabbi Lezer tells us, Rabbi Lezer Omer, no tal adam kesem l'shalafan, of a person is allowed to take a sliver of wood which is before him in his house. What does it mean, dafka in his house? Rashi points out that in his house Lechora is just going to come on based on the opinion of the Rabban, and Rabbi Lezer is going to allow you even if it's in the chatzer. So it's coming to teach you in his house only because to teach you la fuke the rabbanan, who even in his house are going to hold that it's usher. That's what Rashi points out. Laksas pashinav, in order to use it as a toothpick. Umegavev min a chatzer balik, and also you can gather slivers of wood from the courtyard and light a fire. Shekol mashav a chatzer muchanu, because everything which is in your courtyard, even your courtyard, as we're pointing out, see clearly in your courtyard, not just in your house, is considered prepared. V'chachamim omrim megavev shulafanu balik, only which is directly in front of you in your house are you allowed to light, but anywhere else, even in the house, is going to they're going to disagree. So Rashi points out again, they hold it only from what's directly before you in the house and not from the courtyard. And also they hold that one is not allowed to use these materials only for lighting and no other purpose, and cleaning your teeth is also going to be also. They disagree on 2 points, Rashi points out. Okay. You're not allowed to produce fire. You're not allowed to produce a fire. You're not allowed to create a fire. The Gemara's going to explain why you're not allowed to create a fire, but that's a, even though we know that Batsim, lighting a fire, having a fire and cooking is mutter an yantiv, but creating and producing a new fire, we know that, right? Eish l'eish. We always use, you don't create a new fire, and you can't do that from wood, from stones, from earth, from the ground, or from ralphims, like these type of tile type of things, which became hot and you could and light new things. All of this is going from the usher, not even from water. How do you have that water? Rashi points out you have water in a glass dish and you create it and break with the sun. You're able to create a fire like that. That way is also usher. And also you're not allowed to heat up in order to roast upon them. This is when you whiten them, they're not allowed to heat up this glass. The Gemara is going to discuss this case also. Okay, so now the Gemara discusses the first case in the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us when it comes to the piece of wood that usually has a toothpick, the Gemara discusses this machlokas. Amar Rav Yehuda, turning on to the next one. But now Rav Yehuda told us, Ochle behema, items which are suitable for foods of an animal, ain b'mishum tikkun kli, that the halachas of tikkun kli is not going to apply to them. And Rashi explains, kigon kash v'alei kadim, an example of a hay or leaves of reeds, those are going to be mutter to use as a toothpick, and they would not be applicable of the halachas of tikkun kli. Aseve Rav Kahana, Rav Yehuda. Rav Kahana asked Rav Yehuda from the Braisa, Taltlin ati b'sam and ariach b'em, you're allowed to handle fragrant woods on Shabbos in order to smell them. Ulahanif behem lecholin, or to wave them before a sick person who needs the air. Umolo mariachbo, and also to roll it between his fingers and to have that smell and smell it. Veloyik minilariachbo, but you're not allowed to chop them, to cut them, to clip them, and in order to smell them. You're not allowed to clip them, and because that place is going to be create a fragrant aroma, which is going to come to create a utensil, and that would be an Isser D'Oraisa of Tikkun Manan, Rashi points out, in Isser D'Oraisa. However, if you did a clip in a way which wasn't fully creating because you didn't perfect the kli, Rashi points out, then that would only be an Isser D'Rabbanan. Lots of swishing of like to my note. You shouldn't pick it. You shouldn't also clip it to pick his teeth. If you did clip it for the purpose, then in that case is mamash tikkun manan. There you mamash created a kli, and therefore you would be violating an isur d'oraisa and be chayav. We know the punishment for an isur d'oraisa of chiyuv skila by accident, and you did it by accident. You're chayav achatas. So therefore, you did an isur d'oraisa by accident, and you shouldn't do it. So therefore, the braisa tells us that the using the clipping for the sticks for use of the toothpick is also going to be usur. Where Rabbi Yehuda said that it's mutter. So the Gemara says, wait a second, though. Amar lei, Rabbi Yehuda responded to Rav Kahana, wait a second. Hasha patra v'asr. Now, the Braisa would lechora be somewhat close to me if you told me that it was a patra v'asr, that it's only Isser b'Rabbanan. Kakashali, then it would still be a problem, because I said it's totally mutter. But now you're bringing a raya from a Braisa. This is a very harif. Chayef chatas meilem. The Braisa is telling me that it's an Isser d'Oraisa. What I say is permitted. Ela kitanya yi bekashin. So therefore, he was mocked in that to tell you, clearly this braisa is not against me. I didn't hold something which the braisa told you is an isser d'oraisa. Mamash asr to do. Rather, he's telling you that the braisa is telling you, this is how Rashi interprets it, by the way, the Tosafot Kol Rabbeinu Tam, who want to switch the whole gears, because what is this whole akdama? The braisa said it's usher, and I hold it as mutter, so you just give the teretz. So we have to give this whole akdama, that if you told me it was d'rabbanan, it would still be a problem. You tell me it's d'oraisa, I clearly have to deal with this. Okay, maybe he was just, according to Rashi, yeah, he was just emphasizing how far this braisa is against him. Either way, he's saying that we're talking, the Braisa is talking about a case of hardwood, which is therefore not suitable for use of animal food, and therefore doesn't contradict Rav Yehuda that it was made regarding softwood, which is suitable for animal food, and that was the fundamental difference between the two cases. The Gemara says, Kashin, B'nai Melilanin, about how can hardwood be rolled in order to create a smell? If the Braisa is talking about hardwood, how can it create a smell that you're talking about rolling it between your fingers? Like, you can't do that with a hardwood. The Gemara says, you're right. That part doesn't line up with the Braisa. Rather, the Braisa was missing some words. Let's fix up the Braisa. The Braisa means to add in some words. Let's say the following. Molo mariachbo. You're allowed to roll it between your fingers and smell it. Kot mo mariachbo. You're also allowed to clip it and smell it. This is referring to, this is done lechachila, because in this case is talking about, it's a common usage, and therefore it's going to be mutter. Fine. Bemed varmur, in which case is it going to be mutter birakin, only with regards to softwood. Aval bekashin lo yikmen, but hardwood you should not clip it. Vim kotbel patav aser, but if you did decide to clip it, you're going to be a putter. It's going to be an isser d'rabbanan. However, lafsus bishin lo yikmen, if you're going to use it for picking your teeth, then your mamash going to create a kli. Then if you're creating a kli, kit mechayev chatas, that'd be an isser d'oraisa. So there's three levels. So the Gemara says, Tanichada, one brisa taught us, kot mil mariach, but you're allowed to clip the wood and smell it. V'taniidach, another one told us, loikim mil mariach, but it's also to do it. So how do we answer the steer between the two brises? Amar Rebzera, Amar Rebchista, lo kasha, habirakin. The lenient brisa is referring to softwood. This answers our answer nicely. We just mentioned before, a soft one is not going to be a problem. Makashin, the one that's being machmir, it's talking about a hardwood, that's mamash creating a kli, that's going to be an issur, even potentially the brisa. The Gemara says, maskis, laravacha, bar Yaakov, bikashin, am I love, why is it not permitted to clip hard wood for the purpose of creating this smell, this fragrance? Why would it be usur? You're not violating any isur. Why is it different than the case which we learn in the Mishnah? The Mishnah in Shabbos tells us, a person's allowed to break open a barrel in order to eat dry figs from it. Now, when it comes to doing so, you're destroying something, you're destroying the kli. So that's makalka. In general, makalka's general rule is going to be an iser dirabanan. The rabbanan say that when you need it to have food, so then that case is going to be permitted to take it. However, you can't have in mind to create a proper kli when you have a proper opening. You're creating a kli that would be usher. You have to be careful. You do not create a kli. If you do, then what would it be? Lachora, it would be in mamash and iser deraisa. It would be makab of patish. You'd be finishing the kli, and that would be an iser deraisa. So yet we see of a case where levachli iskav lasos kli is telling you that you don't tell you. Why don't we tell you there's a concern that you're going to have levachli iskav in the kli making zira that you should never be allowed to open a barrel on yantiv. Rather, we see that it's going to be mutter. Ve'od, another reason that we should say that it's a problem. This should be mutter. Harava bar ada v'ravin bar ada. The Amrei Tavai, they both said ki havinan be ravihu da havin mafeshchish v'yayvlan. Alvasa, he would take off these branches. He would tear the branches off a large tree, which no longer rooted in the ground, and he would give us these big sticks. Even though the wood was suitable for using it as handles or axes or picks, and therefore the branches are carved, they could have been carved into these tools. And Rabbi Yehuda was not concerned that someone would mistakenly cut this wood to make a kli, and that would create an iser deraisa. So why would the braisa tell us that cutting hard wood for fragrance is going to be usser? So the Gemara answers, Lo kasha, ha Rabbi Eliezer, the case where the braisa told that it's usser is that told to ha Rabbanan, whereas the make opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is following the pshita of Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, where's this machlokus? The Tana we learn in a brisa. Rabbi Lezer, Oimer, no tell Adam Kesem b'shafan of lachtos boshinav. A person is allowed to take a sliver of wood from which is before him, and he could use it as a toothpick. V'chachamarim lo yitol elam eva shel behem. You can only take the food which is in edible food in front of animal food, because that means that it's edible, and therefore the animal could eat it, and therefore something which is going to be fundamentally kli. V'shavin shelo yikemen. Everyone agree. You're not allowed to clip the sliver of wood. This is. And if one did clip the wood, made it suitable for use of a toothpick, if it was accidental on Shabbos and it's an Isra Deraisa, created a kli, that's an Isra Deraisa, maze be yomtiv. What if you did it on purpose? It's interesting. Some of them shouldn't bother by this. Why don't you use the case of shogig be yomtiv also? If we did it by accident on yomtiv, also I'm going to be chayiv. Not a chattis, but I know that. Why don't you bring the case of why do were you talking the case where you did it b'mezin on yantiv? Either way, sofekis rabbim. We're pointing out that the isher. We know that when a person does something b'mezin on yantiv is fundamentally different than Shabbos. It's not a chiyuv skila. It's only. It's still an isher deraisa. And you have malchus. You get malchus for violating it, but you get malchus. You don't get misa dira. But that's opinion of Elazar. Chacham nomim echad zechazah elamishem shuvas. They're both only isher dira banan, and they're not an isher deraisa. So therefore, you didn't create a proper. A kli, Rashi points out, how do you create a proper kli? It's by cutting it and smoothing out with a knife. That would be an iser deraisa. Doing it by your hand is considered kalachayad, and therefore it's not the normal way of doing it, and therefore it's only an iser derabanan and not an iser deraisa. So the Gemara explains, Rabbi Lezer, the kamar hasam chayakatas, Rabbi Lezer says, but it's still iser derabanan. So that case of when someone is doing it, clipping the wood is going to be creating a kli, so then here they agree that's not the formal way of doing it. It's still a hacha pater velaser. It's still an iser derabanan. In order to prevent someone from accidentally violating an iser deraisa of cutting it in a proper way, that would create in Isra Deraisa, so they are still going to be Machmir. However, Rabbanan, Dika Amre Hasan Pater Valasar, but Rabbanan, who hold that the case of the wood, of the creating the wood, is going to be an Isra only, in general, going to be only an Isra Rabbanan, and then over here, Achamut al-Khadkhila, there, then this is even a lower level, which is not, you're not cutting the branches in this method, is Mamish even less than that case, so therefore they would allow it and not hold that it's Asr. The Gemara says, relates later, Rabbi Lezer, Hadisnan, Shover Adam, Achavis, Lachav, and Akrogaris. Wait a second, Rabbi Lezer doesn't agree with the Stam Mishnah, which told us that you're allowed to break the barrel in order to have the dried figs from it and eat the food and find the as long as you don't have in mind to create a proper kli. According to Belezer, if you do that case, why is there no Isra Darabanim? The Darabanim don't make a zero lest you come to create a kli and create an Isra Darabanim. So why don't they hold it as usher? Why would Belezer hold that Mishnah is okay? So the Gemara says, what, is he against the Stam Mishnah? Amar Avashi, Kitani, that Mishnah is only talking about, according to Belezer, but Mustiki, in the case of we're talking about a broken barrel, which is not, it wasn't fully a broken kli, so therefore you're not creating anything, and you would not intend to create it. Even if you did create a proper opening, it's something that's so fundamentally not a kli. It's not something which you're making. So therefore, there's no iser derabanan against creating it according to Rabbi Elazar, because that's something which is a mustiki. Now that's actually very important. First of all, a few things are very important. This is a major subject of the shaila of opening. As long as you're not creating a pesach, not creating an opening is a major shaila for opening bottles and caps and cans all on Shabbos is a major shaila, because when you do that, when you create, you're creating the top. When you open the bottle, the top of the bottle can is going to the top of that little thing, that sliver that you're, the top part that you've now opened, is creating a new kli. Is that a problem on Shabbos and Yontif? So the poskim are all discussed it. That's a very big, very, very big shalah. Alachal ma'aseh b'zman hazer. Rav Yashav was famous in Machmir and all of them. Rav Shlomo Zalman had the chiluk between how they're created, right? When it comes to the metal slabs, Rav Shlomo Zalman had, because they just create a flat sheet and they put it on, so your mom is creating a kli that's usher. But when the comes to the plastic soda cans, the plastic soda bottles, and you're just opening plastic, according to Shlomo Zalman, those are created already as a kli before, and just the little rim around it is not creating the new kli. That's Rosh Hashanah Zalman. Though those are machmer, Moshe recommends being machmer. And all the Reshefter Shlit also, I think, is machmer based on the Rambam, that creating a Pesach Noah is going to be usher all the time. Just another heter of something that could potentially be make of mustiki is specifically the case of milk bags on Shabbos, or let's say ices on Shabbos, according to Rosh Hashanah Zalman, as a big chiddush, that you can be makel on opening those, even let's say with a scissor, and creating a formal opening, not just using your teeth. Why, according to Rosh Hashanah Zalman? Because it's a mustiki, something that's fundamentally not creating a pesach. Even when you're doing it, you're throwing out that bag. It's a milk bag. It's the ices, the plastic ices. You're going to throw them out right away. That's not something that's going to be a kli, and therefore it would be no iser whatsoever. That's Rosh Hashanah Zalman's chiddush. Not everyone agreed to that la'alach la'maisa, but that's very big shaila that comes up mamish from our sukkah. Okay, next part of the mishnah. Mishnah tells him megavim chatzir allowed to gather the slivers of wood from the courtyard and order to light a fire. Tanur abanan, we learn in a brayso. Megavim in a chatzir madlik, allowed to gather the slivers of wood from the courtyard and light a fire. Shekol ma shemachatzer muchanu, because everything which is in the courtyard is going to be considered prepared and not going to be considered muktzah. Vad shalayaset tiburin tiburin, provided that you do not make piles of hay or wood. Rabbi Shimon Matir, is even making piles. What exactly is machlokas whether you create the piles or not? Mar Savatana Koma holds that usher make piles because mechse de kamachnif lamachar liyamadachrina. You're making piles. Looks like you're preparing for after yomtiv, which mamish be neser deraisa. Mar Savar. And Shema holds you're allowed to make piles because Kedirosa, I mean, Chavas love it. Obviously, you're not planning on using it for the next day. That's push it. The question is to the person, the standard, the bystander, the person who's walking by you, is it going to look like you're doing something wrong? Rav Shimon says, no one's going to think you're doing anything wrong, because the fact that you have your Rav Shimon holds that since you have your pot with you, so therefore it shows that you're collecting it for the purpose of using it right now to cook, and therefore it's going to be clearly shown muchach that you're using it for immediate use. And now the next part of the mission told that ain motzin is to, or you're not allowed to produce fire from wood or stones. My time, what's the reason that this is us to create a new fire? We know, again, lighting a fire, fundamentally having a fire on Yontif is going to be permitted in Ochel Nefesh. So why is it also to ignite a new fire on Yom Tov? Because B'shem Tkam Molid B'Yom Tov, you're creating something new on Yom Tov, which L'chor is a Shai L'chor. Many understand that it is only an Isser Darabanan in this case of Molid and Yom Tov. According to Darabanan, it's only going to be an Isser Darabanan. You're not allowed to heat tiles with a fire. The Gemara says, "My Kavid, what's the problem of doing that, of heating tiles?" The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Chana Bar Yochanan, Hacha Berifan Chadashim Askin." Here it is the case with new tiles, nay, and it's going to be Isser because Sarech turning on the next time, not Sarech Lebotkan, and you have to test them. You have to look them out. New tile are going to withstand the heat. And according to Rashi, if it's going to crack, then it's something that you just did a Tircha Yisera for something that wasn't necessary on Yom Tov. So therefore, that's the problem. Others say that it's usher because they harden them. When you have the new tiles for the first time, they become hardened, which are going to be usher on Yom Tov, because at the end of the day, it's something which, because it's going to be creating a new kli, according to Rashi, and that's why it's going to be usher. Okay, but Hashem will pick up with Tanan Asam in tomorrow's daf.